Welcome to episode 21 of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have the very funny Shane Brendan with special guest host Matt Lockwood. Today's topics include the Village People, wasps, impressions, and chairs. We have special drop-in guests, so I hope you guys enjoy listening.
Like, I'm in the neighborhood, just selling rocks to kids. I don't know. I'll just say I work at Old Navy.
There you go. See?
Or you wrote the song in the Navy.
I am all
of...
Village People.
The Village People.
Yeah.
Even you kind of could be, though.
Just everyone mixed into one.
No, are we recording?
Yeah.
If you take everyone from the Village People and match them to one person,
I would be the complexion of all the Village People.
Yeah, you're the spawn of the Village People.
So you can say.
So whose butthole did I come out of, Raul? Because men don't have vagina holes.
The
you say the cowboy.
If you say the black one.
Is that the black one? I'm pretty sure that's the black
one,
right?
No, there's no
black one. Not the cowboy.
I thought they were being ironic.
Why? He can't be a black one. Are you saying black people couldn't be cowboys?
No, the black one's the Indian.
Well, no, first that's of all, the Indian.
Historically, historically accurate, first of all.
But also, in the Village People, the cowboy, there is a cowboy, and he's a white dude.
Yeah.
Is it racist that I noticed that he was white?
Yeah, couldn't you just see him for a cowboy? Wait, did you say the Indian was a white dude?
Yeah, the Indian's a white dude.
The Indian's a white guy.
Yeah.
I think they're all white.
No, there is a black dude.
The black dude was a sailor.
But is he black?
Well,
he's in the Village People.
Was the black guy a sailor?
I'm going to look it up.
Who was the gay one?
Give me just a minute.
The gay one?
Which one of them was gay?
Which one of them wasn't gay?
Probably the was leather daddy?
I feel like it was a construction worker, wasn't he?
No, was that his title? They can't be gay.
Indian, cowboy, construction worker, leather daddy.
You mean to tell me hundreds of gay dudes built that, or building that tower right behind us right now? There's no way.
Because they're construction workers.
Working around all that wood?
That's racist.
All that steel?
There's six people.
Six.
There's like an army,
pretty small village.
But that's a lot of people to make shitty stuff.
I'll take that back. I don't want any controversy.
Jesus, man, we're trying to keep it PC.
The Indian's name is Felipe Rhodes.
Native American's name.
The sailor is Victor Willis, and he's black. The cowboy is definitely white. The other
his name
is
definitely
black.
White.
What the? Why are there two like sailors? Oh, one's like a captain, and one's like a sailor.
There's only one
Navy dude, but then one's...
Let me see. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
They all dressed up as sailors in the Navy, that song, right?
Yeah.
Was there a businessman in the Village
Why
People?
Businessman?
I feel like they should have more careers other than
businesses.
Well, first of all, Indian is not a profession.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody has a profession.
an Indian dude.
If you look closely,
or a Native American.
Okay, so it goes like this. There's a cop... Native American, GI/sailor, construction worker, cowboy, and biker. So not leather daddy. Biker.
I know he was actually a biker, but certainly the implication.
Actually, it does say leather man. And the seventh, Peter Whitehead, is nondescript. So he was probably the gay one.
He was the fluffer. He was the gay one.
Yeah.
The rest of the Village
not
People
not
descript,
because you couldn't say gay back then.
He was bi-curious.
Yeah. You know there's still a band?
Yeah,
they're still releasing music?
2013 to present.
Jesus.
They've only been around for a year.
1977.
Hot on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
77?
Catchy tunes and suggestive lyrics.
Really? Cool. I only know...
YMCA,
and then oh, and Macho Man.
Oh, do you guys want to know why they were created? Originally created by these two dudes to target disco's gay audience by featuring popular gay fantasy personas. So they're
like
all gay.
The Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which gay man has
take
never had
my
a fantasy
land and rape my. No, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's what
hot.
You do to the Indians.
Right. Yeah,
that's
hot. No, that's what I'm saying. That's
why he said, take my land.
Yeah. And pillage my family.
By land.
You were being the Indian.
Yeah, I was being the Indian. I'm like, yeah.
By land, he means cock. And by village, he means butthole.
Take. Okay.
Pillage my
butthole.
Butthole.
Pillage my butthole.
This is good stuff, you guys. This is a good start.
That's the title of the episode, I think. Pillage.
Yeah. Pillage my butthole with Matt Lockwood. It's going to be the name of your album.
My music album or my comedy album?
Both. Yeah. All
right.
You're the gay Indian Childish Gambino.
Do a hybrid.
You can do double records, right? You put out two, two albums at the same time?
You can do that.
It could be you.
Mm-hmm.
Shane, what do you do for work?
I'm in the Village People.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the Indian. I work at Barona.
Is that the only reservation you have?
Pechanga?
Oh.
Topanga. She was hot.
Lori?
Still hot. I pillage.
Shut up. You don't fucking know Boy Meets World. Get the fuck out of here, poser.
Yes, I do.
Why are you so defensive of Boy Meets
World?
Because
he doesn't watch Boy Meets World.
Yeah,
you understand how mad I am about this.
He's like, you don't fucking know Boy Meets World.
Yeah, don't fucking, you fucking poser.
I don't still watch Boy Meets World.
Yeah, you don't.
It's not on television anymore.
But
it's on DVD.
It's on DVD, yeah. Bro.
Are you guys actively, are you like rewatching?
Are you not?
You don't.
I'm not sitting here saying I love it.
This is gay now.
I'm not saying I love it either. I said I've seen it. That's different.
In its entirety?
No.
Then don't fucking talk about it.
Then shut the fuck up, dude. All right?
You don't know what
to name one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Any.
The title of an episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know the title of an episode.
Yeah.
Name more than three characters. Go.
Corey, Topanga, Mr. Feeny.
I said more than three.
More than three.
Oh. Corey's brother.
You just lost.
Yeah.
That's four.
That's his name's not Corey's brother.
Corey is Fred. Corey's grandparents. Corey's dad.
Who was, I don't want to quiz you because I don't want to embarrass you anymore about not knowing a piece of Americana.
Do you also love Fresh Prince?
I have never really watched Fresh Prince. I've seen episodes.
You know, people ask us like, why do you guys give Jake so much shit? You know,
this is why.
For the listeners, for Mike Ula. This is why.
Getting reference on every show.
And, yeah, well, he's like our own listener. So
does Mike like Boy Meets World?
I'm sure he does. He seems like a decent human being.
Yeah. He's pretty funny.
He doesn't seem like a poser.
Yeah.
He's not a piece of human garbage. I'm a big fan.
I think Brittany's going to be thrilled that we're on the topic of Boy Meets World. Can you stop slamming the glass on the table?
You're a maniac.
Slamming it.
Out of control.
We have recorders on the table. Each single time that you do that, it's going to go ga-dunk.
It would be really funny if when you said we have recorders on the table, we had the musical instrument recorder.
I have one.
Bullshit.
Yeah. It's in that trunk right there. That trunk is full of recorders.
What's why?
Right. It's
let's not talk about that. Okay. Let's talk about why you don't know Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Did you have a TV growing up?
I did, yeah.
Did you have a childhood?
Yeah, like 19.
Didn't sound like it.
Probably. I had like two.
Have you seen
like
his house?
Ones.
Yeah, but they were
just walls.
Have you ever owned anything shitty in your life?
Yes.
He's wearing a Tony Hawk shirt, so.
Shirt that I'm wearing now?
Or that one? Yeah, see, I don't understand because your family appears wealthy. We always look like you buy things from Goodwill.
That's usually how wealthy people roll.
They just save all their money?
Well, they just want to blend in. You know?
Yeah, they don't want to embarrass
like, oh, I don't want to,
the rest
you know,
of us.
Yeah.
Jake, all before you guys
act like a poor comedian.
Seriously, though, are you wealthy?
Am I personally? No.
You?
No.
You?
No. You see my bank statement?
No, we
haven't. So you're surrounded by wealth?
It's only in the tens of millions.
Tens of millions?
Tens of millions.
I mean, I know
how much money do you think? How much money do your parents make a year?
I'm not gonna fucking tell you how much money.
Do you know?
Do you have a pay stub?
What could happen anyway if someone tells you like I can't rob your parents? They'll just get the cartel. They like get me.
Yeah.
You know, like
I'm
there's
not
nothing.
Nervous that someone's gonna rob them.
Your parents are in a cartel.
Yeah.
They're that rich that they have personal security 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you're not worried about being robbed.
You just never see them.
Is Raul your personal?
Well,
security?
It's a retinue. So they go with them, you know.
You know what my favorite thing about Jake's party was?
What is it?
That he got his servants to clean up in the morning before we all woke up.
Oh, that's nice.
Servants, Katie and Russell Brock? Is that what you're talking about?
Okay. How much you paying them?
That means I just room and board.
That's all Russell needs.
You're a gracious slave master.
Thank you. I do try.
Slave master? Jesus.
Well, that's what they call him, right? That's the PC term for people who have help.
Got dark.
Is that a race thing?
That was.
All right. Good call. So we've established that there's a white Indian in the village people.
Yep. No, his name is Felipe.
Felipe. I feel like that just adds so much like insults to injury, you know?
He's white, his name is Felipe, and he plays an Indian.
That's his profession.
What do you do for a living, sir? I'm an Indian.
And I clean Jake's house after parties.
When is Russell Brock?
Can we talk about how hot it is today?
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Very good for the listeners.
Matt said his balls were sticky. Ooh. Sticky messy.
Mm.
Is that what you said?
I told you that privately, but yeah, I did. I did say that. It is hot.
And do you not have sticky messy balls right now?
I do.
Alright, it's just four dudes sitting around talking about balls, man. What do you
yeah,
so
now think there's definitely a lack of female presence.
This is
the first podcast.
So is that why Matt is sitting in? Are you supposed to be the girl right now?
You're the lady right now.
All right, well, fucking act like a lady.
I got the boobs. You're and the vagina.
Oops. Yeah, so Brittany and Jamie both couldn't be here at the moment, so.
Is it because I was supposed to? You guys said that you were coming to have me as a guest?
Yeah, I mean, she would have been here.
Sexually intimidating, I think, was the words they used.
Can you blame him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why do you think I was?
They're like, he's a gateway black man. I don't want to get anywhere near
that. You test the waters. That's how you do it. You hear that? Huh? Matt?
No.
Lockwood? Wait, I'm not going to call you Matt. If you're supposed to be the lady, what's your lady name?
Matilda?
Melanie?
Matelanie.
Miranda? Karen.
Yeah.
Karen, he's not Karen.
He doesn't look like
he's
Karen.
He's more of a Samantha.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, it's not.
No, I have an axe named Samantha.
I see him as a Gwen. He looks like a Gwen to me.
No, you're like a Gertrude. Gertrude?
You're like a Bertha.
Let's say all the fat people names we can think of.
Bernadette.
Assholes.
Beth. No?
Beth a fat lady name?
Bethany.
Beth is definitely
Bethany.
A...
Bethany,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Bethany,
I've only known
Bertha.
One Bethany in my life, and she was very thin.
Olga.
Olga, ugh. Now you're fat and ugly.
Alright, back off, you guys.
I'm just saying he's Russian.
Ruth. No?
You know what? Maybe we're hurting his self-esteem. We should probably...
Matt doesn't have self-esteem.
Bertha needs, you know, to have some space.
Matt loves the ladies. I can't see him as being the lady because he gets so much puss. You guys don't know what happens here at night.
Yeah, I'm
after
sure
you guys
crazy,
leave.
Yeah.
I'm in my room studying, mm-hmm. being studious, trying to, you know, better myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course,
whether it's
yeah.
like writing scripts, jokes,
yeah. Yeah.
you know,
doing work,
doing homework, mm-hmm. reading
philosophy,
reading all the classics, you know.
Plato.
And what do I hear on the other side of the wall? Just fucking.
Just
every one of these chairs, Matt's fucked in. That's Ooh. Why they're broke. If you look, if you lean back
these
in your chairs,
they're broken.
He fucks in these chairs, and I have to listen to that. And he goes off and writes a fucking joke about me making a bunch of fucking fuck noises. And he's the one that's really fucking.
He's projecting.
He says fuck too much.
Now you sound like Ryan Hicks and James Schrader. They tell me that all the time.
They tell you that you say fuck too much?
Yeah, on stage. Okay, great set, buddy, but fuck, man. Come on. What the fuck are you doing up there? Fuck is not a punchline. It's something that Matt does. Every day. Every night. 2 to 3 minutes at a time. Very well.
Very well? You could tell how well he's doing.
Well, I watch.
You're like, oh, he's nailing it. Man.
Points.
Oh, that's...
Is that inside baseball?
Yeah, that's a little inside.
Yeah. That's what you said. I just fucking said
there's bees out here.
That was wasps, huh?
Do you know these bees?
These are bees I thought I'd
That's a wasp.
I hate this
oh,
shit.
Why are
wasp
we here
for
them?
No reason, right?
What?
Wasping you for no reason?
Wasp? Yeah, oh, that's true.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, what's happening?
I don't know.
But I oh, fuck. Oh, oh, okay, I'm pausing. This is pretty crazy.
I want to leave.
There's
okay.
one
leave.
Wasp.
I want to leave.
There's two. I saw two.
I want to leave.
All right, we're going to go.
Also, I'm a wasp.
Should we stay or should we go now?
Jesus Christ.
Let's just end the podcast right
now. That's enough.
We're done here.
Yeah, just in the description. Say.
Can we go somewhere where there's no... Wait, is it gone?
I think it's gone.
No, it's right... Well, now it's gone. It was
gone.
Nope.
No!
We're leaving.
Are we back?
Yes.
Yep. Safe from the wasps.
You guys want to...
And now we're going to
talk about what just happened out there?
Well, four grown men saw a bug.
It wasn't a. It wasn't. Don't say
it was
bug.
Just one,
don't downplay
right?
it.
It was like a
insect.
Full. It was like two.
Two
double bugs. That's
double
twice
bugs.
As much than what you said.
It's a lot of
that's
bugs.
True. That's
mm-hmm.
true. Two bugs.
Two wasps.
Two wasps.
Wasp.
Wasps.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Matt.
Yeah. Wasp.
Wasp. Cool.
Good.
Cool. What's up?
What's up? I feel like...
Are you going to interview us or what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, we've been waiting this whole time.
We have a guest, and then the guest interviews all three of us.
I can do that.
Okay.
I'm good at this. Oh. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
When did you first finger a girl, Raul?
Ooh, this is a good one.
In her vagina.
Oh. Oh. About that.
Okay.
Actually,
if you don't feel comfortable answering that question, I got a backup one for you.
Okay, so yeah, it'll be less.
Yeah,
it'll be less, you know,
yeah.
It'll be less, you know, like
yeah.
personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot me the second one.
So,
okay.
Let's see. The fingering, that's option A.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel to come?
Uh-huh.
During the
I
transition.
I feel like this is going the opposite direction that we
agreed on.
No,
this one's way less personal.
Oh, okay.
It's way less personal than this one.
But it has the word cum in it. Like, that sounds...
Welcome to San Diego's only sex podcast.
Why would you think that I was going to go
no, you're right.
a
I'm
sexual
sorry.
Direction?
I should have trusted.
How does it feel to come to
your senses.
Our house
oh.
and just sit down and hang out with us and just be in the presence of really cool people?
Oh, okay, no, it feels great. It feels good.
Like fingering a girl for the first time, right?
Oh.
Both pretty cool.
It didn't feel very good to finger a girl.
Really?
Okay, Matt.
I mean,
it's fine.
Go ahead. Elaborate. So.
Well, I mean, like.
It doesn't feel good when you finger girls?
Like, I don't get a ton of pleasure from it.
Mm.
Don't you think it's not about your finger pleasure?
It's all about that. Well, my finger. I mean, I could stick my fingers in anything.
Wait. Do you not get orgasms through fingers?
No.
What's wrong with your finger? Let me see your fingers.
No.
You got big, meaty fingers.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you don't get...
Supposedly, the bigger the better, you know what I'm saying?
Are your fingernail sensors... Is there anything wrong with them? No.
How are your finger receptors?
Yeah,
I mean, but look,
finger receptors.
Like this, I just...
He was fingering my shorts. Oh, wait. So,
I mean, how's that different?
From... Fingering my shorts and fingering
a girl.
Do you
finger your fleshlight?
I mean, you can.
Yeah, but why?
Because I paid for it.
To assert your dominance.
Yeah.
You gotta let it know.
Otherwise, yeah. How's it gonna
You
down?
Just can't go just sticking your dick in fleshlights right off the bat.
Yeah, you gotta treat
you gotta
it to dinner.
It first. I don't know about all that dinner stuff.
Well, I mean, some
take her
to
ACC on Tuesday nights. $2 Bud Lights, $2 Wells. Spent about $6 on her.
$6?
I'm fingering her in the back all day.
Do you want your fleshlight still?
I wonder if anyone has a fleshlight that has the name of a man.
James Schrader does.
Nice. What's his name?
Matt Lockwood.
Oh, nice.
I thought his fleshlight was called Petey Pablo.
I think it's called Jimmy Wolpert.
Oh.
It's the same size of Jimmy.
It's a big ass
That's
fleshlight.
Not a, yeah, it's not a knock on Jimmy.
It's a sex doll. That's what it has.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't?
Unless David Zaffer's on,
sure.
probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys should have gotten
Zaffer.
We already did.
Again.
Would you get Zaffer every week?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
You know, now to think about Matt, you're the only returning guest.
Oh, look at that.
Well,
other than Jane. Yeah, never mind. I lied.
Yeah,
she's a returning
you're
guest.
You're not. That's not.
Yeah.
Well, so are you.
So you and Jamie have a lot.
This is my first time ever guest host.
You and Jamie have a lot in common.
You're returning to host.
Yeah.
This is. Wait, you said this is his first time.
No, no,
returning as a guest host.
First time returning.
Well, it's a returning as a guest, but that's not technically true.
Or at all true.
So that's a big deal then. So
right.
See, you can put down on the description like our returning guest.
Yeah.
Matt Lockwood.
We could. I mean, we won't.
I mean, no.
We could if we wanted to.
Is he going to get credit for being?
Do you want this on your IMDb page? Is that what you're saying?
Ooh, I want one of those.
I don't have the power to do that. Sorry.
You should.
I think you just make one.
I think so. No, it's Wikipedia.
Wikipedia?
Yeah, you can just make a page.
You can, but
no,
they'll take it down.
Yeah, I made one for myself once.
Wait, they'll take down a Wikipedia page if he was to make his own Wikipedia page?
Yeah, because they look at it and they say this isn't important, then you take it down.
Yeah. You have to have
they measure your level of importance on there?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
So it's not about just
no,
being,
you know what I did? It's
but you can edit the shit of other
popular
things.
Popular birthdays on October 1, and I wrote my name down.
No, but as a comic, if you wanted to put down like Matt Lockwood, American,
San Diego,
yeah, they'd take
well,
that down.
Well, if I did that, they might not. If I had credits,
I think they would.
But if I was just like, "Hi, I'm Matt, man," I like pillows.
That's not true.
You didn't link it to pillows.
And I can finger anything, right?
I can.
You just did. You fingered my shorts.
Yeah, but I can't finger a wall.
I like how you looked at the wall.
Yeah,
like,
that's
so clever.
Yeah.
That's how my mind works.
What could I not
so hear? Random, guys. Mirror, guitar, bed. Just saying words.
How does he do it? How does he do it?
So quick.
I'm an improvis.
Yep.
You should teach a class like
yeah,
that.
An improvisation class.
Yeah, he wants to take my improvisation class.
I'd love
can't
to
even
take...
say the wrong thing right.
Oh, saying the wrong thing right. That's a comedy album. Title. Right?
Yeah, you should tell someone that's probably going to have a comedy album someday.
Aww.
You're going to do...
Me.
You're, yeah. Are you working on that?
I don't have to do DVDs.
You're going to do a DVD?
Like, I have the power to do a DVD.
Oh, whoa! Oh, shit!
Oh, hell no! Oh,
yes. That's the shit out of the
fucking power, all right?
A present or something.
I got a DVD printer at home.
Oh,
it prints stuff.
Prints DVDs?
Yeah.
Apparently,
can you
the
print the
why are you,
special
why
edition?
Why are you pulling out a cigarette right now? We're in my room. Did you forget where we were?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just wanted to do that.
Funny joke. It came across well on the audio podcast.
Yeah, people should be here.
Do you have the power to do live podcasts? Like, in front of, do you think you?
He's not the president.
Jesus Christ. No.
He's the president of Congress.
I mean, I can record things and put them on a DVD.
Oh, like
or
what
put
we're
them
doing
on online
now.
Yeah,
kind of like this.
Kind of like
can you
this.
Put this on
that's
YouTube?
A lot of power.
Yeah,
you have a lot of power.
Yeah. What?
Can you put this on YouTube?
No.
Yeah,
no
you
one
can
do that. Only the YouTube stock members.
YouTube stock members?
Yes.
Is that why there's only like 100 videos?
Someone's
yeah,
exclusive.
Yeah.
How do you break into this YouTube thing?
You have to write him a letter, traditionally.
Yeah, audition.
You have to audition for YouTube.
Uh-huh.
What else? You have to submit.
Put together a resume, certainly.
Right. You can only fax it to them.
Yeah. And you have to be.
You have to put a reel to reel together and fax them.
Fax them. Your
shot by shot,
it's a flip book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cheers. Yeah. Oh.
Cheers to your everything glass.
Oh, we'll break through it, YouTube. I have a feeling.
That's what we're gonna say.
All our drinks were like the Village People.
Yeah, do you remember the clear member of the
I'm just saying they're all different colors.
Oh,
right.
Like the Village People.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you saw, wasn't it?
What, drinks?
You know what I'm talking about.
The colors.
The colors.
Oh, yeah.
You're drinking the black guy right now.
Yeah.
I'm drinking the...
You're drinking the mixed, and...
There's
the Indian.
The mixed?
Spot.
Who's the mixed? There's no... We
this,
established
okay.
this.
On the outside, we all have our colors, right? But on the inside, these are our real colors. So you're yellow.
Matt, you're black.
Very.
He's yellow?
That's a yellowish tint.
I mean...
Is this a knock
I
on me being half Filipino? Is
that's
that,
what
yeah.
I
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like if you mix me and Jake's drinks together, it would come out as that.
No, it would just... No, it wouldn't.
Did you go to preschool?
I went to Christian school.
Okay.
So I don't understand concepts of real life. Ask me a fucking Bible verse and I'll tell you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
I couldn't even call you on that.
Bro, I'm in the middle of a fucking Bible verse.
I don't care. God's not real to me, so interrupting your Bible verse means nothing.
Take your recording equipment off the table, because I'm about to throw it.
God's not real. You know what's real? Raul's power. Mm-hmm. That's real.
That's my God.
DVD power.
Raul's ability.
And Raul, I trust. Mm-hmm. Can your God make a DVD? Can your God break into YouTube? I don't think so. Raul can.
Mm-hmm. I'm out.
Jake can. No, are you texting God right now?
No, I'm just looking at Facebook.
Did you just peace up to God real quick?
Yeah.
Or you kissed your fingertips first?
To God?
Do that again.
This is gonna be fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the color of our drinks.
Oh yeah. Damn it.
And then just hand gesture coffee.
Just do the rest. Let's just do the rest of the podcast, which is things that people.
It's all mine. The rest of the podcast.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, it's like he's pulling rope.
Pulling rope. Now
he's stuck. He's stuck.
He's in a box.
And he's jerking off two dudes.
Champagne.
Ah, it's inorganic conversation. Shit.
It's inorganic conversation. I had to finish. I'm sorry.
Who started that? Was that you or
me and Calvin together?
But I was there though, so I'm like kind of like.
Like, it was right. It was on the back porch.
I was there. Yeah.
That's what we thought
and
about.
I was the. I. It
and
was
there's
my
another
idea.
Person here.
It was me.
No, it was me, you, Callaway, and someone else. You were talking to somebody.
Brennan.
Probably. Brennan. Beeves.
But he had nothing to do with that.
No.
No.
He just comes up with things.
No. He's talking about fucking bees all day.
I feel
like fucking bees. Like that's what he talks about.
His dick's that small. I don't know.
Did you just feel shitty after that? You're like,
oh. Yeah, I'm gonna leave.
Speaking of Brennan and dicks, a little fun fact about this room that we're sitting in right now.
Ooh.
Prior to me moving in here, Brennan actually came in and farted in this room, therefore claiming it his.
Yeah.
Prior to me even moving in.
He's a monster.
Yeah. Like he knew. I don't think Brennan would have came in here and farted if there was no talk of me moving in, but because he knew that someone
he
was,
said Shane's is Shane,
Shane
moving
in
yet,
in?
And I said
I'm gonna go fart in his
he's
room.
He's half moved in. He said good.
And oh, so he farted while I had things in the room.
Yeah, you had.
Oh, okay. Which makes it worse, I think.
If you hadn't spent the night here,
right?
But you had.
Stop fucking slamming the table.
Raul just slapped the shit out of Jake. You guys couldn't hear it, but
Jake's
he cares about
like
the sound.
I don't remember what we're talking about, but I'm
Brennan's sure. Farting in my room prior to me moving in, and how disrespectful
said,
it was.
If you have slept here,
that's what you said.
That's the best.
It sounded like we played it back. Yeah, I thought you rolled the tape back. How did it sound again?
Nope.
That was a once in a lifetime thing.
Good thing we haven't recorded.
I only did the dish ruined once.
Do you ever do an impression of somebody one time and you nail it and then you can never do it again?
Yeah.
Because that was never the case for you, so.
Oh, that's weird that you would say that. No, I did an impression of Billado one time.
Let's hear it.
No, I can't do it anymore. That was the whole
point. I need to hear how bad it is now so that I can visualize how great it was or could have been.
Ah, fuck. He's a listen, right?
No, he's
certainly.
Not listen. Maybe just them. We'll tell just them cut this part out.
No, we won't.
Go ahead.
Did you say?
What?
What do you want me to say is Bill? Give me
what's
a,
something
a line,
that he
a line that
he, what
that
he
you've heard him say.
Say surprise, motherfuckers.
He says he's got a big old
big
dick. Big dick or something.
Any requests.
Any requests? There you go.
I can't do it anymore.
Do his glasses.
Do his glasses? What does that mean?
That was good. That was good.
Just like that.
Do the thing
Another,
he does where he wears.
This is the Billado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the hips.
Yeah. More hand gestures.
fucking clapping. Wow. The audio box.
He's so abusive. How many times
have you... More hand gestures!
Oh, God. That's done. That good. One's done.
What a broken dance.
Oh.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
How many times have you hit... How many times does he hit you per podcast?
Only when I mess up.
How many times you hit that?
I mean, he deserves it, to be fair.
I've been in relationships like this before. But I was
fucking telling him about our business.
I didn't even say it. That, maybe you might have crossed the line with that one. He asked me a question and then you hit me.
Let's use how it works. You're doing good. You gotta keep these bitches in check. Mm-hmm. Smack them a few times. You know? Let them know who's boss.
Yeah. Is that how your podcast partnership goes?
We...
We used to have a podcast.
Huh?
What was it called?
We still have one in the bank.
We have a bank account?
I'm not going to respond to that, Jim.
Our podcast was called Saying the Right Things Wrong with Hasan Ahmad. No, our podcast was bought out by Dan Harriman.
Really?
That's true. Us out. That's a true story. He bought us out. I don't really know.
Just intimidation.
Yeah. He walked up. Dan walked up. He's like, hey, Shane, you're out.
But he's so calm.
And then he came up to me and said, hey, Matt, you're out.
Yeah. And then that was it.
So now Dan Rumi owns the rights to wordplay with Matt and Shane.
Yeah. He keeps the name and everything.
He's not fucking dropping anything.
No.
Dick. People want to hear it.
He bought us out.
I said, hey, do you listen to the Punsters? And he said, what?
My pants are sweaty.
That's a cool story.
Sweaty.
Did you,
Let's see those sweats are pettier.
What?
I need more change.
Was that words that came out of your mouth?
Sweats and pettier are both words.
Okay. Sweats.
Yeah. Like Switzer?
Like Switzerland.
Right.
Like Barry Switzer.
Like names?
Is that a baseball player?
It sounds like it could be a ball player.
I think it is.
But Switzerland is definitely a thing.
Mm. No. IKEA, I think you're thinking of.
That, well, okay. You sound confident, so I'll take your word for it.
Oh, that's Sweden. I don't know where things are.
No. Switzerland's a different thing. Whole other country.
Still white people.
Oh, yeah. No, they're very white.
Doesn't Switzerland have, like, the hottest girls? Or is that Norway?
It also has the Red Cross.
And those army knives.
Is that a KKK thing?
Yeah, Switzerland, it's where the clan
it's
was
the, yeah, it's the blood KKK members.
Yeah.
The KKK loves gang culture, just not black people. Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Was that me?
And you're nailing it with the impression.
Yeah, man.
Do me.
Do me. Hey, do me. I'm Raul.
You know what? I don't like that one that much.
No,
that
was bad.
That one wasn't that good.
I haven't practiced.
Do
much.
Do Ryan Hicks.
Hey.
What? Who are you?
Hand gestures.
I'm Ryan here.
Oh, shit. Ryan's here. I didn't know you were going to stop by.
Hey, guys. Just thought I'd come over because I was in the area.
You were?
Yeah.
What were you doing around here?
I'm just driving home from work.
Where do you work?
The bank.
Bank? What bank? Which bank?
The school bank.
School bank? Okay.
The school bank?
This is some good improv.
So you
oh, guys, I think Ryan just left.
Oh,
see you, Ryan.
Oh,
hey,
Ryan. Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan.
See you till 2.
Oh, man. It sucks that Ryan left because James just showed up.
Hey, guys! I'm James Schrader!
James, you just missed Ryan.
Oh, man, I came over to see him and he left already.
I thought you guys rode together.
No! We have separate cars!
That's crazy.
Yeah, like my beard!
I do.
This is how I eat pussy. All right, see you guys.
Bye, James. Wow, what a random drop in.
Yeah, right?
This is a treat for you two.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in. Multiple guys.
We were,
me too. I really seriously.
It was going downhill. Yeah. And then these guys drop in, and now it's just back to us. Holy shit, Jeffrey Burner just walked in. Jeff, what are you doing here, man? What?
Jeffrey, speak up, man.
Come on in. Sit down. What's new, Jeff? You coming from school?
Yeah.
What school do you go to?
All right, see ya.
Jeff's fucking rude.
He was not happy about something.
No.
See ya, Jeff.
Man, well... People just don't respect the podcast being recorded. They just keep coming by.
Well, it's that open door policy. Yeah,
I mean, I know.
They're friends of the show.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean,
friends of the show.
Now we'll get to tag him in our when we release.
Oh, you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Lots of guests in this episode, man. All right, we have to explain what happened.
Oh my god!
Okay, hold on. Matt just broke his chair.
It's still breaking.
It's like his chair just melted in place.
He didn't do anything. It just collapsed backwards. That was.
It's not even broken. Look.
Oh my god!
It's
risk it again. It's fine. Go ahead. No, put all your weight on it.
No,
sit
I am.
Back
I'm
down.
100%.
Oh way. Jesus!
That was great. It must be this floor. That was amazing.
The floor is just putting too much pressure on that chair.
Holy shit. It's a slippery floor.
Oh, yeah. I wish people could have seen that.
Yeah, too bad all the guests left.
Oh, all the guests.
Trainer and Ryan and Bernie, they all missed it. Oh, man.
Jesus. Can I sit back down in this? I don't...
You might want to not...
How did that chair go like that?
I think it just
broken?
Said next. It just gave up on you. Like,
just like
I still
I can only take so much.
I still want to be a chair, but not for Matt Lockwood. Next. Oh, please sit back in it. And don't breathe.
I do not understand how that happened. Because you weren't doing anything. You weren't leaning back.
I started laughing really hard. That's all I did.
I love that so much.
I don't know if this is going to translate to the listeners.
Yeah. I don't care.
But that was
a fantastic moment.
The best thing ever.
Everything about that was great.
I don't even care if this is a good episode, man. Because that was just worth it.
I mean, it's definitely not going to be. But...
I feel it giving out.
Sit in
I
here,
feel
foot.
It giving out. I'm not sitting down there.
This is great, guys.
Really
this is great.
Woo!
Hey, Cameron.
Cameron, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I already walked out. I already walked out.
He does that. He just pops in.
Yeah.
Woo! And then he just dips.
Woos it and leaves.
He's probably going to go get drunk and fuck fat bitches. Is that what Cam does?
No.
He looks like he does that.
I don't know who he fucks. Look, you know, Cameron.
Already likes to fuck.
You already like, that's a rumor going around.
I heard Cameron
likes,
likes
to fuck.
That's what people say. Hey, you seen Cameron Dyson?
Oh, yeah, he likes to fuck.
People, you say Cameron Dyson, like, who? Oh, this guy, he likes,
the guy
to,
likes
fuck.
To fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
Cameron Dyson. Oh, I got you, man.
He always brings...
Mean.
He always,
what?
Say Cameron Dyson and people say, who?
That was really not the point of...
No, I think it's saying,
who? Like, I know him.
Welcome to the Bunsters.
Did that qualify as a
we just started?
Are you hot? Are you hot?
Yeah.
God.
It's not that bad.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
And this fan right
that
here.
That fucking wasp chased us out of the cool area.
And I think the wasps were like biting my chair or something. Because
that's why your chair fell apart.
Yeah,
that
from all the
that
wasp acid, if that's a thing.
Wasp acid.
Worth saying.
Jesus Christ.
No, it was doing it again. Yeah.
Can you do Jesus?
You know, why don't you just stand?
Jesus.
What? That's called blasphemy. I don't fuck around with that shit.
No. You don't fuck around with Jesus or.
No, with blasphemy.
So anyway, how are you guys doing?
Good. Have we started yet?
So you were interviewing us, right?
Yeah.
I think we only got through
Raul.
That's right. So go ahead, next. Go ahead, Jake.
Okay. Jake.
D-
Answer the question previously. Go ahead.
New question. I'll give you a personal one, a real personal question, and then a not so, just kind of.
And then I can choose which one to answer.
Okay, so here's the personal question.
All right.
When you have a thumb in your ass, at what point do you think I probably should have watched more Boy Meets World when I was younger? Right when the thumb starts to enter you, or when you're at the web? Yeah. At the base of the thumb.
When they're like balls deep, so to speak.
Yeah.
On the thumb. Yeah.
Palm deep.
Yeah. Palm deep. Palm deep. When someone's palm deep
in your
butthole, in your village, you regret not watching enough Boy Meets World?
Okay.
That's the first one. That's the personal question. Non-personal question. Help me out with this one.
I'm a host. I can't have the guest.
That's right. I forgot. You're a guest host.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I feel like you bridge the gap.
Yeah, yeah. The guest, you're the liaison.
Host if you're a guest host.
Nope.
Oh. All right, well.
When you're with another man that has arm hair as much as you do,
doesn't happen a lot.
You just pulled a map where you looked around. arm
hair tables. Does it ever get tangled when you guys are jerking each other off?
That's the non-personal question.
Well, yeah, the other one was about Boy Meets World.
Okay.
And this one was about a dude with hairy arms like you jerking you off.
Here's the thing. I've never met anybody with equally hairy arms as me.
So jerking off another man has never been a problem.
What about Jamie?
It's very...
Let's see what Jamie has to say about that comment. Hey, Jamie, come on in here.
Hey, guys!
Hey, Jamie. Did you hear what Matt said about you?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Fuck Lockwood. Okay, see ya.
Do you want to give Jake a kiss?
She fell off a cliff.
She killed herself after that. Did you know there's a cliff right in front of our house?
Yeah, I'm aware.
That's why I get tickets if you park there Monday nights between 2 a.m. and 5.
Shane recently got a parking
ticket. I got a fucking parking ticket parked there in my house. I parked in front of the sign that said, no parking between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Mondays.
And I assume you parked there between
2 a.m. and
5. I parked there prior to that. And then Matt watched me get a ticket.
He did nothing. You're like,
well, he was probably sitting on the porch like,
oh no.
That was my Matt Lockwood.
Oh no.
Hey, you suck at impressions.
Hey, I'm Matt Lockwood. Look, hey, I crush Bud.
I'm from Michigan.
What's going on?
Don't cross me because
I like the lines.
My heart's as cold as the snow is, the first snowfall.
But I mean, black man.
Y'all like the line.
Welcome to Terrible Impressions with Shane and Jake.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is spot on.
Yeah.
I break chairs. Oops, it's not broken. I'll sit back in it. Okay, y'all, bye. Oh no, I fell off the cliff too.
That's gone. I don't know.
Okay. Now it's just this right way, I guess.
Yeah, because I'm hungry.
Oh.
Well.
How long are we gonna let this happen?
How long is your dick?
Okay, that's a third option.
Okay.
So you have to answer one of those three.
Okay.
You have to answer all three of those.
I mean, I spend most of my time regretting that I haven't seen more Boy Meets World.
While
getting a thumb in my ass, but it's just like the entire time it's going in and coming out. Ooh. It doesn't matter what's going on. That's always, you know, back burner in my mind.
Good. You're a better man than I thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit.
I mean, if I was really good, I would just go watch them.
That's true.
Available.
That's true. You're still
instead, I just am consumed with regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a thumb in your ass.
And I'm consumed with a regret and a thumb in my ass.
Mm-hmm. And Matt's question?
What was the...
How big is your dick?
How long is it?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Long enough. You know what I mean? Like 7 inches.
All right.
That was...
Have you measured it before?
No.
Was that just a shot in the dark?
Yeah, that was a random...
All right, better question. How between flaccid and erect, how big of a difference do you think there is in length?
That's good.
That's what happens when you guys don't have girls. Right?
That's good. That's good.
I don't actually want to know the answers to those questions.
But so the listeners do. The listeners do. It's for the listeners.
People are on their toes.
It's a good thing to know about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like eight.
The difference? The difference between flaccid and fully erect?
It gets 8 inches longer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's like nothing.
And erect, I'm only 6 inches long.
You have negative inches.
Oh. Yeah, another chair breaks.
I was watching your chair waiting for that to happen.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now Jake's chair broke.
Oh, you're next.
I'm fucking next. Fuck that. I'm just going
to... Don't lean back in it. That's all you need to say.
That was way less dramatic, though.
Shane, buy better chairs.
Sorry.
That's
like,
your fault, Shane.
They were like $2 at Home Depot 3 years ago. I just
this floor's slippery, bro. There's no traction.
I don't know. Yeah.
Put some shoes on that bitch.
I just need for this to happen again.
You just don't record. That's,
it's trying to buy.
Double record.
I'm on watch.
What are my questions?
Yeah.
What are your questions?
Yeah.
You're interviewing him.
Can I? Okay.
Guest host, so my answer. All right.
Well, since I'm the interviewer,
yeah.
I'm going to use my interview power.
Tread lightly.
Power
don't
to.
Tread on me.
That's actually.
Uh-oh.
A good 311 song.
Yeah, that's what I was.
You thought I was going to go somewhere else with that.
I was referencing
Don't. But where else would I go with that? Because I can't go anywhere.
It was so obvious.
Else with that.
Isn't that Old Navy's slogan?
Yeah, it's like, don't tread on me, Old Navy, come get
a
performance, please. Here's a question for you, Matt Lockwood.
Ooh.
Now, I know you love the ladies, and the ladies love you.
Get ready for an edit point.
Now, when it comes to ladies, I think the question that all your listeners want to know is how do I get close to Matt Lockwood? How do I catch his eye?
Be attractive?
Mm.
What's the second option?
They know that, but they want specifics. They want details.
All right, what's the second question?
I'm not finished with the first one. I'm just setting it up. Now, what does Matt Lockwood look for in a lover? That's
okay,
the first
question.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, second one. Less personal.
Okay.
What does Matt Lockwood look for in a fucker?
Answer one of those.
All right. What was the first one again?
What does Matt Lockwood look for in a lover?
I'm going to answer the second one.
What does
Matt Lockwood look for in a fucker?
By the way, Shane, you say fuck too much.
I've heard.
That's what everybody's talking about.
Just like strictly fucking?
Just straight fucking.
Whatever that means to you, man.
A vagina.
What kind?
Regular
or extra dirty?
Extra crispy?
Regular with not... I don't like to have to try to find a vagina.
So no hair.
So no pulling back rolls.
No rolls.
No crazy
hair. No bakers.
No bakers. No bakers. We've established that. A vagina.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
No.
Go on.
Or an effeminate butthole.
So can it be a male with an effeminate butthole?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Male, though. No.
A fit
no
male.
Roles.
Right.
Like a Jimmy Wolper type.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or
with
small,
an effeminate
easy
butthole.
Easy to handle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
tuck them away.
Oh, we fuck
a slut.
Oh, that's
okay. That's good.
He gets around.
So do you guys actually want to get to ACC ever? Or
what time is it?
It's way too late now.
We can, like, pop in and we're fine, so.
Oh, big guy.
You might be fine.
ACC family.
We can.
No, but the door is...
Let's just go to
the door is open... At
7.
7:30. It's not 7. 7:30.
Is it 7:30?
It's 7:30.
Yeah.
Is it too late for us? It's too late for us.
Yeah.
ACC.
For what now?
ACC, is it too late
to
sign
up?
It's not too late to get those $2 well drinks, I'll tell you that right now.
That's true.
Let's go until 2.
No.
Like right now?
They're on the show.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, let's go. I've been waiting all week.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not.
It's not.
Jake will drive us.
Yeah?
No, I will not.
Why?
Because I'd have to drop you off back here.
Well, yeah.
Like I said, it's not a long
and
drive.
I
it's
don't
not
want
a long
to.
Drive.
It's not a long drive.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I mean, it's way out of my way, though. Come back here. So.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
Your
well,
parents' gas money and everything.
Here's the thing.
My
here's the thing. My car's here.
Yeah.
So when you drive me, you're gonna have to come back anyway.
Well, I'm.
I mean, three people
yeah.
kind of makes it worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Oh right. You guys have gas money?
You don't understand the power that Rumble has.
You can
make
DVD.
Sam DVD. Do you want a DVD someday? Then you better fucking give us this ride.
Yeah. Wait. You're invested in them getting a ride,
hey,
too? What
hey, you guys know Jake Dishroon? Oh, yeah, the guy that never has put out a DVD? You want people to say that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess not. Fine, let's wait. Okay, I'll take you to Till 2.
Yeah! Let's get drunk.
I'm only saying that while we're on the podcast afterwards. Shit starts.
Are we going to go to ACC right now, or are we just calling that?
No, why would we go to ACC if we're not going to get on?
You don't know. You just said drop in. That's what you just said.
That was a joke.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
First joke of the night.
Was it?
Oh.
For me. Sorry.
No, I forgot.
Hey, you know what?
Hicks was funny earlier.
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Hicks had some jokes. I forgot he was here.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Damn, you made that shit happen.
Maybe.
First standing podcast.
This recording might be cursed.
Yeah.
I just want to throw it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
First, there's a wasp.
It'll be put in a
then Jamie falls off a cliff.
Because of all that blasphemy we did earlier.
Did we?
Dude, you and your keys broke? Bro.
Oh.
That's that fucking,
It's that lady,
it's
outside!
That lady outside!
No!
Okay, you gotta tell
us. Don't take this.
Tell it to the podcast. Tell it what happened.
So, my dogs were barking, so I thought Jamie.
Wait, we have to turn out the lights and have a campfire.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Does it seem conducive to the podcast?
Done.
So,
sit in a chair that won't break.
Yeah.
Under your weight.
I hope this
okay,
breaks.
Okay, tell.
I like how you don't trust your chair anymore because I fell twice.
Rob's been good.
He's not leaning back. Lean back.
Lean back. See, it's fine.
No, don't, because you'll hit your head on that.
That's true.
And die.
Breaks everything. What was I talking about?
The lady.
About the lady that cursed you.
Oh, shit, yeah. So, I thought Jake and Rebel were here, so I opened my door really fast, stared outside, and there's an old lady staring back at me. And then the dog started barking at her, and she said, "I think I'll go now."
What?
And left.
Boo.
She was just standing there. Like, not, she didn't, like, stop when the door opened. She was facing, full body facing, staring into my eyes when I opened the door.
Maybe even your soul?
Yeah.
Did you tell
I don't want to go anywhere tonight.
You should. Let's go see if she's standing out there right now.
I'm really scared.
You should be.
Is this your first gypsy curse? Come on.
No, actually, it's one time we were out smoking cigarettes on the porch.
That's been cursed a lot.
And
smooth.
Some lady came by, me and a kid from work, and a lady came by and
Richard
started yelling at us. No, better kid. And started yelling at us ridiculous things. She told me my sister was going to die.
Wow.
Which I kind of knew already. Because everybody. Yeah. Shut the fuck up, man. And then I honestly, it felt like she's putting a curse on us. But nothing bad has happened since, ever.
Except for
nothing bad's ever happened.
That sounds like she blessed you.
Like a gypsy blessing.
Yeah.
Except for losing in the contest.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a pretty huge injustice in your life.
I wouldn't call it injustice.
I just did.
It's fair.
Oh. Yeah. It seems curse related to me.
Yeah. Also, I think one fall was from this gypsy and one fall was from the last.
Oh, they can each do one.
Yeah.
This just got really dark.
They just take turns? Is that a, like gypsy?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Should have turned the lights off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to turn
I off. Told that joke. Did you see my set last night?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, no? You didn't see
at
it? Set?
Lights out?
Oh, it lights out. By
oh, yeah, I did.
When I said I'm going to get dark for a minute.
Yes.
And I got out of the
that
light.
That was great. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That was great. It was funny.
That
I felt
killed.
So shitty.
Yeah, it went. It was all
That's
bad.
That's a very that. Funny thing. I don't know why you were so embarrassed by it. Well, everybody else thought it was funny, and you didn't, so I feel like everyone's on board.
Most of the jokes I tell that people laugh at are the jokes I don't like.
Okay.
Is that because you're a bad comedian?
Yeah.
You're not.
Oh.
Okay. You just don't know how to sit in fucking chairs, man.
It's not really related to comedy.
I feel like if you were sitting in one of these chairs, you would have fallen by now.
There's no way to know that.
With your big muscles and everything.
See what's happening here?
No.
That's right. Neither do they. As he points to the microphone. I think we're done here.
I think we might be done.
Oh, yeah, yes, we're done. Everybody
okay.
looked at me like,
I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're all going to leave. I'm just going to leave the things recording, and Matt's just going to have a monologue.
We should invite other guests on.
Yeah.
Brittany and Jamie come.
Okay.
Hey, before we wrap it up, let's bring all the drop-in guests back in. Everybody, come on
in.
Hey,
come on.
Let's give it up for Ryan Hicks, everybody. Ryan Hicks for coming by. Ryan, say bye to the people real quick. Just say bye. He just peaced out. Okay, James Schrader. Everybody, James. James, you want to say anything to the people? All right, rock on. Double rocks. Jamie, climb back up the cliff.
Yeah.
Just to come in and say one last profound thing, and that is...
Fuck Lockwood!
All right, Jamie. Yeah.
I think she summed it up pretty nicely.
Yeah.
Oh, Burner was here.
Burner was here. Give it up for Burner.
Jeffrey.
He sounds like a rapist.
He's still here, Shane.
Sorry, Bernie.
Now he left.
Yeah, he ran
he
away.
He would have stayed, too.
Yeah, all right. And Mike Ula, he popped in for a minute, right?
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, that guy's so funny. Mike. I mean, you, Mike, are so funny.
Cheers. Thank you, Jake.
All right, Mike. Be cool, man.
You too, Shane. Oh, yeah.
See, Mike.
I think we're done.
Oh, okay. Alright. Thanks, guys. This was fun.
This was
dangerous.
This was fun.
The most dangerous podcast.
This is the
this
best.
Is the most insane episode we've ever done.
Best looking
podcast. See what happens when you get rid of girls? It's funny.
Oh, Jamie heard that. She's coming back in here.
I must have been here for Jen because I don't see her anywhere.
Alright.
Cool.
Later, whatever.
Okay, alright.
You know who's on the show.
Yeah.